All right, welcome one and welcome all. Welcome to the Michael Saylor Show. Michael Saylor. Okay, just kidding. I'm doing a more pre-recorded videos though, because I ain't gonna lie, the appeal of doing live video has kind of killed me a little bit. It's killed me a bit. No, I like live video, but I just decided pre-recorded videos and setting them to premiere is almost the same thing. You get the live chat, live user experience. So if people want to chat into the beginning when it's premiering, they get the opportunity to. So that's kind of cool. So there is an appeal to the premiere process, which is kind of nice. Getting more subscribers involved, stuff like that. But yeah, let's start it out. Okay, so we're going to go over the art of investing. Strategies for effective and successful investments. Now, investing can be a daunting task, especially for those who are new to the game. But with the right strategies and mindset, anyone can become a successful investor. I do want to go over the art of investing and provide tips on how to make effective and profitable investments. Now, the first step in effective investing is to set clear and achievable goals. This means identifying what you want to achieve with your investments, whether it's long-term financial security or short-term gains. Once you have your goals in mind, you can begin to develop a plan that'll help you achieve them. One important strategy for effective investing. One important strategy for effective investing is to diversify your portfolio. This means spreading your investments across a variety of different asset classes, such as stocks, bonds, and real estate. By diversifying your portfolio, you can reduce your risk and increase your chances of success. Another key strategy is to do your research. Before making any investment, it's important to thoroughly research the company or asset you are considering. This includes analyzing financial statements, market trends, and industry news. By doing your homework, you can make informed decisions. Can't even speak. Anyway, I'm going to keep going. You can make more informed decisions. I totally spaced out. Anyway, you can make informed decisions and avoid costly mistakes. Timing is also critical in effective investing. Knowing when to buy and sell is a skill that takes time to develop, but it can make all the difference in your success. Keep an eye on the market, on market trends, and be prepared to adjust your strategy as needed. Finally, effective investing requires discipline and patience. It's important to stick to your plan and avoid making emotional decisions based on short-term market fluctuations. By staying disciplined and patient, you can stay focused on your long-term goals and increase your chances of success. In conclusion, effective investing is an art that requires careful planning, research, diversification, timing, and discipline. By following these strategies, anyone can become a successful investor and achieve their financial goals. I hope you found this all very helpful, and feel free to subscribe. Feel free to touch my wiener. No, but no, thank you to the viewers. I want to say thank you to those who subscribe. You know that YouTube and I have had a little bit of beef. I think it's really, YouTube I like as a platform. I still don't like the moderators, so just make sure that you subscribe to the podcast in the event that YouTube ever, if they ever decide to do anything terrible to my channel, at least you have me on Spotify. But yeah, I got the link to my podcast in the description below, because I want to make sure everybody's got at least the ability to subscribe to me if YouTube just becomes a total bully, which they already have been. It's the moderators that I got real beef with on YouTube, and I'm just going to point that out, that, if you're going to become a creator on this platform, really, you really have to actually watch your back. The AI moderation is basically PC as hell, and it's just frustrating. the complaints have fallen upon deaf ears, I will admit, on the platform. So, yeah, YouTube's great, but it also sucks ass. I don't know who the hell they hire to moderate, but they suck. The moderators are terrible, but YouTube as a platform is actually very efficient, very nice, until the moderators get all, I don't know, I'm very frustrated with them, by the way. And they're probably frustrated with me, too, because I call them out 24/7. But, yeah, the moderators on YouTube have not been very creator-friendly, and it's been frustrating for a lot of people. Anyway, thank you, guys. Woo!